With all of the lemonade, food, live music, and art at this year's fair, the crowd was bustling on campus. Artists from across the state came to show off their talent. Hidden among the energetic noise of customers were the sweet string sounds from local musician Paul Imholt.
I'm a local folk musician that plays string instruments, and I'm here playing at the Lemonade Art Fair. That I was just playing is called a hammered dulcimer. Very ancient type of string instrument. This one has 74 strings. It is one of the forerunners of the modern piano, and you take light little hammers and you strike the strings.
Music aside, many of the crafts being sold by vendors were actually handcrafted, just like the trinket sold by Silverware Creations owner Richard Larimore.
Make jewelry and wind chimes out of old silverware that it's got beautiful designs but isn't used much anymore. Spoon ring has been around forever, but some of the other stuff is a little newer and takes a lot of cutting and hammering and cleaning to get it to the state it is, and useful things that gets that beautiful silverware used again.
Stephen Cole, owner of Clouded Candy, was also selling handmade crafts, but with a little bit more graphics.
I got some hippie hemp and some pretty rockin' extreme papier-mâché skulls, and I'm giving away free hugs. Okay, so I've worked for a couple different haunted houses like Molitor's, Haunted Acres in Town, Terror on 23, Harvest of Horrors in St. Augusta, and I got into prop making, and I started building these morbid skulls, and actually what happened was last year, this is my 1 year anniversary, Atwood Gallery came up and contacted me about putting all my really morbid graffitied skulls in their gallery around Halloween time, so that's kind of a little bit about them.
Yeah.
Each one's numbered, each one has a name. This one's Grackle the Pirate. Inside of his brain, there is two fractally girls sitting inside there. If they like it, they're gonna get it.
A more tasty craft featured at the art fair comes from Brambleberry Farms and owner Elena Sharma.
We make jams and jellies out of the products that we grow on the farm in Pequot Lakes, all organically grown fruits. And we also make fruit syrups as well as salsas, two different kinds. Also vinegars, and we also have honey. All kinds you can think of too.
For KVSC News, I'm Karina Borash.